Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Listen.
Soundcheck. From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've got pirate songs and an unexpected hit from the past, as well as live music from the band On and On. But first, I have a message for the internet. I give up. I just can't keep up anymore with all your crazy viral videos and internet memes, all those people doing that Gangnam Style horse dance, and your cats playing keyboards, and your honey badgers, and was that Jimmy Fallon imitating Neil Young doing the song Pants on the Ground? What was that? A meme of a meme? Now, the viral video of the month is apparently something called the Harlem Shake. Journalist Tamara Palmer, who has not been defeated by the internet yet, is going to bring me up to speed on it. She's author of Country Fried Soul, Adventures in Dirty South Hip Hop, and she's on the line from San Francisco. Hi, Tamara.
Thanks for having me, John.
So what is this Harlem Shake thing? It's another internet meme, right?
Correct. It's an internet meme, but it's also so much more. It means different things to different people. But the new Harlem Shake, as it were, is a viral video meme that's been propagating throughout the world since the beginning of February. And it's tied to a song that's about a year old called The Harlem Shake by a Brooklyn-based producer named Bauer. What's happened is another person in New York, a 19-year-old aspiring comedian named Filthy Frank, put up a video at the beginning of February on YouTube dancing to the Harlem Shake. It was a very silly, you know, carefree, silly dance. He and his friends were dressed up in bodysuits to look like Power Rangers. And they started off the video by dancing, you know, casually and calm. And as soon as the big beat of the song dropped in, everybody went crazy, dancing as silly, as hard as they could. So it was this video that sparked the imaginations, you know, across America and well beyond at this point. So if you go to YouTube and you search for the Harlem Shake, you'll see thousands and thousands of videos, people from all walks of life recreating the dance from that original video to the Harlem Shake song.
We have just a few of those Harlem Shake videos posted on our website at soundcheck.org. And it seems, Tamara, that many of them are people in offices. Is anybody getting any work done anymore?
I don't think any work actually has been done in any office since the Harlem Shake video came out. To be totally honest, you know, whether you're in a cubicle or whether you have fires to put out, you're going to be making a Harlem Shake video as part of your office duties these days. So
now, so it's become an internet meme where, you know, people have taken this idea of doing this goofy dance to this year-old song by Bauer called Harlem Shake, and some of the controversy, I guess, arises from the fact that there was an original dance called the Harlem Shake, right?
That's correct, and that's a dance that's, you know, been uptown for more than 30 years. I mean, the anecdotal evidence kind of points towards a man who started dancing at the Entertainers basketball classic games at Rucker Park, and he would do this sort of shaking dance. And his name is Al B, so people were calling it the Al B for a long time.
It's a kind of an upper body thing, right? It's like shaking your shoulders and upper arms and stuff.
Yeah, you keep your upper body quite rigid, and you sort of shake with your arms to your side. And the way Al B had explained it is that he said he took it from mummies in Egypt.
Of course.
And that they were shaking around, but they didn't have the use of any of their limbs. So,
was there a particular type of music or songs associated with the original Harlem Shake?
So, you know, if you go uptown and you ask about the Harlem Shake, you're gonna see this dance that we've just described, and you're gonna hear hip hop music. The Harlem Shake really had its big national moment around 2001, and that's when it appeared in a few different really notable hip hop videos by the artist G Dep. And the song was called "Let's Get It."
Make this money. Take this money. Ain't no way you can take this money. Ain't money. Shake it, honey. Take it, money. Now let's get it.
And there was also a record by Eve called "Who's That Girl?"
They want to know.
We're speaking with Tamara Palmer, the journalist and author of the book Country Fried Soul, Adventures in Dirty South Hip Hop, and hearing some of the music of the original dance called the Harlem Shake. But now there is, Tamara, this song by Bauer called Harlem Shake, and this completely different, equally eccentric, but in a very different way, this completely different dance that has gone viral. And it's kind of a weird situation with these internet memes. They sort of flare up, and then what happens? At some point, do they jump the shark and become something else?
Well, you know, this particular meme, you know, a lot of people considered it to have jumped the shark once Matt Lauer and Al Roker were doing the Harlem Shake on the Today Show.
We have seen just about enough of that. That is the world premiere of the Harlem Shake Today Show edition, recorded with obviously no concern for embarrassment a short time ago. And we're going to tell you more about that dance craze that is apparently sweeping the nation. At least that's what they tell us.
But we just put the brakes on it.
Exactly.
That clip in itself was being posted on YouTube under the title "The Last Harlem Shake."
So is this the life cycle of an internet meme then? Something happens in a video and suddenly it explodes on YouTube and many other people do videos, and then it gets to the Today Show, they do the video, and that kills the meme?
Well, there's a brand new meme that we're seeing over the last couple of days, which is the Harlem Reacts to the Harlem Shake, which is a brilliant film by Schlepp Films on YouTube, where someone's gone up to 125th Street and shown this new craze to a lot of people who haven't seen it before.
What are they doing?
I mean, interesting. I just really don't think it's closely related to the original Harlem Shake.
Yeah, I know the Harlem Shake, but that ain't the Harlem Shake.
No, that's not the Harlem Shake.
It looks way different.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the original Harlem Shake.
But it's not the Harlem Shake, like, at all.
That's not the shake, me? Oh, no good.
That's not it.
That video has gotten tens of thousands of views just in the last 48 hours or so. It's one big meme spawns little tiny side memes, kind of like aftershocks of an earthquake, I suppose.
And have you done either version of the Harlem Shake yourself?
Well, I personally refuse to be caught dead doing the new Harlem Shake. And I have been kind of trying to do the old Harlem Shake for, honestly, about 12 years now, and I haven't quite gotten it. It's deceptively simple. So, you know, out here in California, we're a little slower with our movement, so I'll leave it to the folks uptown.
All right. Tamara Palmer is journalist and author of the book Country Fried Soul, Adventures in Dirty South Hip Hop. You can read her piece, The Harlem Shakedown, written for The Root. It's on our page at soundcheck.org. Tamara, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
And by the way, the song Harlem Shake, now the number one hit in the land this week, thanks to some changes in the way that Billboard now puts together its Hot 100, its famed singles chart. YouTube views are now part of the formula that helps determine the most popular songs in the country. You can read more about the changes on our website, soundcheck.org. Up next, inside a new compilation of pirate songs and sea shanties, plus the next installment in our series, That Was a Hit, and a soundcheck blind date with the band On and On. They'll play live. This is Soundcheck.